Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're going to continue sharing with you on the Holy Spirit. In the last broadcast, we talked about the working of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament and seeing how He works in a person's life and how He worked in the children of Israel to accomplish the will of God. Now, God wants us to understand the working of the Holy Spirit in our life, and we're going to look at New Testament scriptures today that show the working of the Holy Spirit. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16, "Know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?" You must realize that you are the temple of God. Once you have received the Holy Spirit, He comes to dwell in you. He goes on and says, "For the temple of God is holy," which temple you are. So you and I are the temple of God. We're to walk holy. The Spirit of God, who is holy, is coming to dwell in you, and He wants to operate in your life. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16, "For what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you will be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." Here we see, as the temple of the living God, God not only comes to dwell in us, but He wants to walk in us, and He wants to be our God, and for us to be one of His people. But He does tell us that we must come out from among all that is unclean. We must be separate, which means to set the boundary. We cannot touch the unclean thing. Then He will receive us. And it says He'll be a father unto us, and we will be sons and daughters. That shows intimate fellowship with the Lord. In John chapter 14, verse 16, He says, "I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever." The Holy Spirit is the Comforter, and He comes to abide with you forever, to live, to remain, to dwell with you forever. In verse 26 of John 14, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." Remember that Jesus got the Holy Spirit from the Father, as the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father. And He said what the Holy Spirit will do. He shall teach you all things. You are going to be taught by the Holy Spirit, who's going to open the eyes of your understanding, give you spiritual revelation of the things of God. Not only will He teach you all things, but He also will bring all things to your remembrance, whatever the Word of God says unto you. So the Holy Spirit is going to teach you and then bring those things to remembrance, quicken them and bring them up to your mind. In John 15:26, "When the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, He shall testify of me." One thing you got to realize, the Holy Spirit is going to testify of Jesus Christ. He's never going to speak things that are going to be contrary to the Word of God. That's why if you ever hear somebody speaking something that's not in line with the Word of God, it's not from the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit is going to testify of the things of Jesus. In John 16, verse 7, the Bible says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it's expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send Him unto you. And when He has come, He will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment." The Holy Spirit comes to reprove or to convict the world of sin. He convicts the world of what sin? Of the sin of not believing on Jesus. Notice it's sin, singular, not plural. This is talking about the world. And what is the sin that they're going to be convicted of? The sin of not believing on Jesus Christ. So when you go to preach the gospel to people, the people in the world that have not received the Lord, they're going to be convicted by the Holy Spirit of the sin of not believing on Jesus Christ. Also, He reproves the world of righteousness, that Jesus is the righteous one, and that the Word of God is the righteous way, and that He judges according to righteousness. and of course of judgment, that if they walk contrary to the word of God, that judgment will come, because the word of God is the judge in the earth. In John 16, verse 13, "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come." So here the Holy Spirit, it says that he's going to guide you into all truth. That means you can expect to be guided into all truth. So don't think that you can't know all truth. You can know it. The Holy Spirit's got to be the one to guide you, though. And remember, he does not speak of himself. So any special revelations, supposedly from the Holy Spirit, that are not in line with the Word, that's not the truth. He does not speak of himself. Otherwise, he doesn't originate things. He speaks of the things that he hears. Whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. So he's going to hear the things from the Lord Jesus, and then he's going to speak those things. And it says also that he'll show you things to come. Showing us things to come, that means we're going to know the things that are going to come before they're going to come to pass. In Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, we see something else about the Holy Spirit. It says, "But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Now this phrase, "you shall receive power," is important to understand what it's saying. The word power is dunamis. The word receive is the Greek word lambano, which means a self-prompted taking hold of. This scripture says, "You shall take hold of power," the power of God, "after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you." So the Holy Spirit coming upon you, now dwelling in you, you are to take hold of the power of God through the Word of God, and through the anointing of the Holy Spirit and through the filling of the Holy Spirit of God, you are going to be a mighty witness unto the Lord. And you're going to go and preach the gospel in ever-widening circles from Jerusalem, as it says, and expanding out from wherever you are and expanding out to minister the Word of God and be a witness for the Lord. In Acts chapter 5, verse 3, Peter said, "Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God." That shows you something, that you can lie to the Holy Spirit. It'll bring grave consequences, because the result was Ananias died because of it. In Acts chapter 7, verse 51, it says, "You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Ghost, as your fathers did, so do you." Well, that shows you something. We need to learn to listen to the Holy Spirit. But unfortunately, those were stiff-necked. They were stubborn. Anybody that's stubborn, rebellious, not yielded unto the Lord, they will be one who resists the Holy Spirit. And that's what they did. If you resist the Holy Spirit, you'll stop his working, and you'll continue in bondage to the enemy. In Acts chapter 8, verse 29, we see something further about what the Holy Spirit does. The Holy Spirit said unto Philip, "Go near and join thyself to this chariot." The Holy Spirit will speak to you specific things. He'll speak to you with a still small voice, and he'll give you directions on what he wants you to do. Here he spoke to Philip, and he told him to go and join himself to the chariot to witness to that Ethiopian eunuch and to bring him to the Lord. In Romans chapter 8, verse 14, "As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." You and I are to be led by the Spirit of God. If we're led by the Spirit of God, then we'll truly be the sons of God. Those that are led according to their own ways, they're walking by the flesh or by their own human desires or by the things of this world, they are not the sons of God. In Acts chapter 13, verse 2, "As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereinto I have called them." That shows you that if you will take the time to minister to the Lord and fast and pray before him, the Holy Spirit will speak. And he will speak and he will give you direction, revelation, and tell you what to do. In Acts chapter 16, verse 6, "When they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, after they were come to Mysia, they essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not." That shows you that as you're going forth to do the things of God in the service of the Lord, there may be certain things that you're not supposed to do. If that's the case, the Holy Spirit will show you. And they were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. And it said that when they wanted to go into Bithynia, the Spirit suffered them not. So you can expect that the Holy Spirit will show you what he does not want you to do. And he will either forbid you or tell you to do something else. So learn to listen to the Holy Spirit so you follow his leading in your life. In Romans chapter 8, verse 11, it says, "The Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, if he dwells in you, he raised up Christ from the dead, shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you." The Holy Spirit will quicken your mortal body. He'll quicken your body now to bring forth healing and restoration. And also we know that he's going to quicken our body one day. We're going to get a glorified body at the bodily resurrection. In Romans chapter 8, verse 16, the Bible says the Spirit itself, or it's really a himself because he's a person, beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. The Holy Spirit will also bear witness with your spirit the things that are right. And in this case, that we are the children of God. So the Holy Spirit's going to witness to you. He's going to have a knowing on the inside of you. And you witness to your spirit the things that you are to do and the things that are right. In Romans chapter 8, verse 26, "Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." And the Holy Spirit, he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Here, the Holy Spirit helps our weaknesses of mind. We don't know what all to pray for, and here we pray with groanings which cannot be uttered, which is talking about our spiritual prayer language, making intercession for the saints. This is why we need to pray in tongues and release what the Holy Spirit would pray through us in Holy Spirit-directed intercession. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10, "God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we've received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God." As with the Holy Spirit in you, he's going to bring revelation, and he will show you the things that are freely given unto you. 2 Corinthians 3:3 indicates that you and I are the epistle of Christ, ministered not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. As God takes his word, he writes it not in the tables of stone, but in the fleshy tables of the heart. Ephesians 4:30 says, "Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God." So we want to be sure we don't grieve the Holy Spirit of God. And in Hebrews 10:29, it speaks of the fact that we should not do spite unto the Spirit of grace if we would continue to walk in the ways of sin, counting the blood of the covenant as an unholy thing. In 1 Thessalonians 5:19, it says, "Quench not the Spirit." In other words, we should not quench the working of the Holy Spirit. We got to let him have liberty and be led by the Holy Spirit. And as we understand the working of the Holy Spirit and are led by the Holy Spirit, we're going to see him accomplish his will in our life. As I close today, do you need healing? If so, I minister healing and deliverance, and I've seen the Lord set believers free from cancer, diabetes, heart problems, tumors, asthma, seizures, barrenness, palsy, arthritis, all kinds of sickness and disease and pains in the body. If you need healing, please call me for an appointment at 602-279-5212 or come to Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, 2955 West Fairmount Avenue in Phoenix for one of our services, Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7. For more information or an appointment, please call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.